This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. forces helping to evacuate Afghans desperate to flee Taliban rule are on alert for more attacks on Friday, a day after at least one Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 85 people, including 13 U.S. soldiers outside the gates of Kabul Airport in Afghanistan's capital. Witnesses say two blasts and gunfire rocked the area outside the airport on Thursday evening. One health official claims the toll of Afghans killed has risen to 72. The U.S. military said 13 of its service members were killed and 18 wounded in what it describes as a complex attack. The Islamic State, an enemy of the Taliban as well as the West, said one of its suicide bombers targeted, quote, translators and collaborators with the American army. U.S. commanders are watching for more attacks by the Islamic State, including possibly rockets or car bombs targeting the airport. American forces are racing to complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan by August 31st, the deadline set by U.S. President Joe Biden. The United States top commander says their evacuations will continue despite the threat of future attacks, noting there were still about 1,000 U.S. citizens in Afghanistan. The pace of flights accelerated Friday, and American passport holders had been allowed to enter the airport compound, according to a Western security official inside the airport. In the past 12 days, Western countries have airlifted nearly 100,000 people, but they acknowledge that thousands will be left behind when the last U.S. troops leave at the end of this month. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Lebanese parliament on Friday told the judge who was investigating last year's Beirut port explosion that he's exceeded his powers by issuing a subpoena for Lebanon's caretaker prime minister after he failed to show up for questioning. The judge leading the inquiry into the huge explosion issued requests in July to question the premier and other top officials, including former ministers who were charged by his predecessor with negligence over the blast. All have denied any wrongdoing. The explosion on August 4, 2020 was caused by a massive quantity of ammonium nitrate left unsafely at the port for years. It killed more than 200 people, injured thousands, and devastated swaths of the capital. Many people in Lebanon are furious that no senior officials have been brought to account. Authorities in Kazakhstan said on Friday blast triggered by a fire at a munitions storage facility killed 9 servicemen and firefighters and wounded 90 others. The Central Asian nation's government says 4 people remain missing. Kazakhstan's defense minister says it's unclear what caused Thursday's fire at the military base in the southern province where explosives were stored. He claims soldiers and firefighters died while trying to put out the fire, which triggered 10 blasts. Separately, he told the local outlet of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, he tendered his resignation after the accident. Authorities evacuated hundreds of people from the nearby area. Danish lawmakers on Friday voted through an emergency law which will effectively end a strike among more than 6,000 nurses over pay, which has postponed tens of thousands of operations and other treatments. More than a tenth of Denmark's nurses went on strike in mid-June after union members voted against a pay deal that their union leadership had approved. The emergency law, which was passed on Friday by a majority in parliament, effectively forces through a 5% wage increase over the next 3 years, which the nurses themselves had already rejected. Such an intervention is rare in the Nordic country, where agreements on wages and other working conditions traditionally are negotiated by unions and employers through collective bargaining. Denmark has practically avoided a third wave of the coronavirus pandemic, easing pressure on an overstretched health service. However, the strike has so far postponed roughly 35,000 surgeries, the Danish health authority said earlier in the week, adding that it can take as long as 2 years to bring down the backlog. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.